Listen, before we get started with our story this week, let's worship.
Yeah. So friends, let's put our pay attention eyes. I've got two giant moons.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mine are pool floats, you know, those round things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's reach up, grab our listening ears, and lock them into place.
Nice.
All right, let's get our mouths ready so we're not talking to our friends. Let's zip, let's lock, and button. All right, and let's, like we always do, stop and ask God to teach us, all right? Dear God, help quiet our voices today. Help us rest and listen and hear you speak. God, thanks for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So after Jesus died on the cross and came back to life, he spent some time with his friends on earth. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool to be his friend and to walk with him.
Yeah.
I think that would be neat.
Yeah.
Just before Jesus returned to heaven, he told his disciples not to be afraid that he was leaving. He was going to prepare a place for them to be with him forever and ever. Do you think the place Jesus is preparing is big, or do you think it's little?
What do you think, friends?
Yep, it's big. It's huge. It's got lots and lots and lots of room.
Wow. Do you guys know what it might look like? Huh. Okay.
Those are good answers.
Good imagination. Was Jesus going to prepare a place only for the people who were with him that day?
Nope.
Jesus went to prepare a place for all people who choose to trust and obey him. Guess what, friends? That's you and that's me.
Wow, that's exciting
that
for
is
me.
Good news.
I like that.
So Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to you and take you to be with me so that you can be where I am. Huh.
Wow.
That's interesting.
It is.
So that, friends, means that Jesus one day is going to come back and take everyone who follows him to be with him forever.
When it was time, Jesus' friends watched as he rose into the clouds and was gone. Jesus' friends were still staring into the sky when two men in white appeared and stood next to them.
Whoa.
I know. The men in white asked, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven."
Wow. So where did they say Jesus went? That's right. He went to heaven. And how did they say he would return? That's right, the same way that he left. That means Jesus will be coming back to earth through the clouds. Is that something you'd like to see? I know I would.
That would be really cool.
Cool.
Uh-huh. The Bible tells us that when Jesus returns from heaven, we'll hear the voice of the archangel and a loud trumpet call announcing his return. When we hear a trumpet sound, whose arrival is that announcing? That's right. When I come into the room, do trumpets sound? Oh, man. Well, what about our moms and dads? No. Oh, what about kings and queens?
Yes.
All right.
Jesus is the King of Kings. So what does that mean? The King of Kings means that when Jesus returns, he's going to be the only ruler in all the world. He will reign as the true King and Lord of all. There will be no one greater or more powerful than Jesus. He alone is the King of Kings.
That's awesome. What kind of king is Jesus? Well, he's a good, loving, fair, kind, powerful, and he always wins. That's something to be excited about. Let's all make trumpet sounds together. Ready? When Jesus returns, the Bible tells us that those of us who are on earth are going to be caught up together in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. Wow!
And after Jesus comes back to earth, he's going to create a brand new heaven and a brand new earth where we'll live with him forever. It's going to be so beautiful
awesome.
And so amazing. The Bible tells us there'll be a crystal clear river flowing from the throne of God.
Ooh.
And there'll be trees of life and leaves used for healing.
Ooh.
And there'll be no more pain,
awesome.
No more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Wow! That would be an amazing world to live in when no one is sad or lonely or sick. That's what it's going to be like.
We'll also be able to see God's face. Did you know that we won't need any lights or even sun in heaven? Why do you think that that is? Yep, because God will be the light, and he will shine on us forever and ever.
We can believe all this, friends, because God always keeps his promises. Did he keep his promise he made to send a Savior to earth?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Did he send Jesus? What about when Jesus said he would come back to life after 3 days? Did that happen?
Yep.
Yes, it did. Did Jesus promise to send the Holy Spirit to his followers?
Sure did.
Yes. And did he keep the promise?
Yep.
Yes, again. He sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. You see, friends, God always, always, always does what he says he will do. He always keeps his promises.
Before Jesus went back to heaven, what did he tell the disciples? Jesus told them he was going to prepare a place for them to be with him forever. And when it's time, he's going to return to take all of us to be with him too. We don't know when Jesus will come back. It could be soon, or it could be many years from now. But we know Jesus is coming back because he said he's going to.
So, what can we do while we wait for Jesus to return? Oh, I've got some good ideas, friends. We can share God's love with people. We can tell all our friends. We can tell our mom and dads. We can tell our aunts and uncles and cousins about the good news of God and how he loves us and sent Jesus. And when he comes, all will know that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I love that. You know what, guys? It's time for our respond time. And friends, what do you know about God? Oh, you're right. God loves us. He's strong and powerful. And who is Jesus? Yes, he's the King of Kings. He's more than powerful. And he's more powerful than anyone or anything. He's loving. Mm-hmm. He's kind. He's forgiving, caring, strong. But most of all, he is the victorious King.
Hey, when you think about Jesus as the King of Kings, what do you want to say to him? We're going to take some time, be still, talk to Jesus. You can tell him whatever you want, and everything you say in your prayer right now can be between just you and Jesus. Yep. So just, you can be quiet and talk to him using your inside voice. Wow. That's pretty cool.
I know. I love that.
Hey, friends, repeat after me. Jesus is the King of Kings.
Jesus is the King of Kings.
And he is my King.
And he is my King.
Oh, good job. Let's do that one more time. Jesus is the King of Kings.
Jesus is the King of Kings.
And he is my King.
And he is my King.
We're going to sing a song and praise God because he's the King of Kings.
Joy has filled this heart.
we've heard so many exciting things from the Big God story about the power and plans of Jesus. He is the King of Kings. The Bible tells us that we will live with God in heaven, and it will be amazing and beautiful. God will wipe away our tears, and we'll live forever with joy, love, and peace. I'm going to speak truth to you, and you can respond with a loud trumpet call. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Jesus is the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords.
Hey, friends, hold out your hands, and let's do our blessing today. May you rest in the promise that Jesus is the King of Kings. May you know Jesus is preparing a place for you, and he is coming again.
Amen.
Bye, friends.